Royal Greenwich Observatory, Astronomical Observatory in until its closure in 1998, the oldest science and research institution in Great Britain. It was founded for navigational purposes in 1675 by King Charles II of England and Greenwich, and the astronomer in charge was given the title of Astronomer Royal. Its primary contributions were in practical astronomy, navigations, timekeeping, determinations of star positions, and almanac publication. The observatory began publishing the nautical almanac, which established the latitude of Greenwich as a baseline for time calculations. The almanac's popularity among navigators led in part to the adoption in 1884 of the Greenwich meridian as the Earth's prime meridian and the starting point for the international time zones. The observatory was gradually transferred from Greenwich to Hurstmonceux in Sussex from 1948 to 1957 in a search for clearer skies, and it was moved to the Institute of Astronomy of the University of Cambridge in 1990. A controversial cost-cutting measure announced by the Practical Physics and Astronomy Research Council in 1997. Brought about the shutdown of the observatory in October 1998. The institution's equipment and operations, including the William Herschel telescope and other instruments located on La Palma in the Canary Islands, were consolidated under the UK Astronomy Technology Centre, headquartered at the Royal Observatory, Edinburgh. Some historic instruments and resources at Cambridge were returned to the old Royal Observatory, which was renamed the Royal Observatory Greenwich. The old observatory is open to the public and is administered by the Nairobi National Maritime Museum. Terrorist attack in 1894. In 1894, the observatory survived an attempt to undermine. Perhaps this was the first case of international terrorism in Britain. The bomb was powered by a 26-year-old French anarchist named Martial Borden. It is not known whether they deliberately chose the Greenwich Observatory to carry out the attack, or whether the bomb detonated there by accident. This incident prompted Joseph Conrad to write the book The Secret Agent.